Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Go Michigan. Kristen, Mark here with me. And, you know, it's a time of year in the spring when you look toward the summer. You think about, what are we going to be doing this summer? And there's something about the summer that it just feels good even thinking about, let alone doing that, just to let down, just kick back. Now, over the last few years, and certainly with us, with young kids, I can tell you that it's healthy. The family kind of comes together when you're not rushing and dragging the kids here and there, and you're having the type of vacation, or you're planning the type of vacation that's really just about relaxation, letting down, catching your breath, recharging the batteries, as it may be. And now there's an article published in the Wall Street Journal, The Rise of the Do-Nothing Vacation. How about that? We're about to find out that it's okay, if not highly desirable, to take a vacation that is not one heavily scheduled out. Of course, you want to mix in educational vacations, making sure the kids see the sights they need to see and learn the things they need to see and be exposed to culture. Those things are all important. But mixing in, as Allison Poley, travel writer at the Wall Street Journal, points out, a do-nothing vacation is okay too. And we're about to hear all about it. Allison, you've just published this article. We're so glad you did. Kristen and I and other parents of kids have permission now to plan a do-nothing vacation and not have to say when the other parents ask, hey, what are you doing this summer vacation? Oh, we're going to hit Washington, D.C. We're going to fly here, fly there, see the sights and all that. Of course, it's all good to do that as well. But you can admit now that, you know what? We're going to go on a vacation and
do nothing.
How about that? That sounds amazing. I'm in. Allison Poley, tell us about this new trend of the do-nothing vacation.
So people are just feeling burnt out. They're feeling exhausted from their day-to-day life. And the past few years, they have been taking those jam-packed vacations where they're going to Europe or they're going to big sites in the U.S., Washington, D.C., for example, taking their kids to see all the big sites. And so a lot of people are just feeling completely over it and like they want a true vacation where they're just hanging out and doing nothing.
Are you kidding? Boy, does that sound like a dream. I'll tell you that. Do people really do that? Are they really doing that? I want to do that. Sign me up. That's for sure. Can we admit to our friends when, you know, you get together with the other parents from your school friends and so on? Is it okay to just go and lay on a beach?
I mean, you can be the trendsetter doing that. Then they're all going to be following you.
Isn't that funny? That is exactly right. I know that's everyone will then break down and admit, I want to do that, you know, but the peer pressure is incredible. So tell us, what kinds of vacations are people taking these days?
Yeah, how do you even plan something like that? I'm taking notes, actually.
First leave the kids at home.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Step one.
Yeah, a lot of parents have said that if they're able to, sometimes they've left their kids at home, or they're choosing an all-inclusive resort that has a kids club or some type of childcare where people can choose what they want to do that day and then all get back together for dinner later on. And so what we're really seeing is that people aren't completely turning away from those big trips, but they are prioritizing this type of travel in the trips that they're taking. So maybe they are going to an all-inclusive or to a closer-to-home destination where they're just relaxing, or they're prioritizing having down days during some of those bigger trips that they are taking.
So really focusing more on self-care. I would imagine that the resorts that have the spas and the yoga retreats and things like that, is that on the uptick now?
It is. Yeah, that has been more common throughout the pandemic, but this is really more people who didn't take these types of trips before, who really do take their jam-packed vacations very seriously and are taking the time to relax and actually feel like they had a relaxing and recharging vacation when they come back and not feel like they need a vacation from their vacation.
And financially, is this costing about the same as it would cost to take one of those super scheduled vacations?
It really depends where you're going and how long you're there, like any trip. But what people say is if they are going to an all-inclusive, they really enjoy that experience because they know exactly how much it's going to cost them before they go. And of course, there are upsells once you arrive, but as long as you're able to hold your boundaries and not indulge in too many of those, then you do know exactly how much you're spending. So in that way, it can be more affordable than other trips where surprise costs do come up.
Interesting. Well, I have to tell you, this is quite refreshing for me to hear. Now that this is a trend that's been announced as a real trend in the Wall Street Journal, no less, makes it okay for me to think this way. I'll tell you that. I'm excited about it. And the reality is we do get a chance to have both kinds of vacations. And that vacation or two that we take a year where it is just a recharge, where there's not a big full agenda and, you know, we're not running, we're not waking up in the morning having to be here, there, or somewhere. I will tell you, you do come back recharged. It does work. It's effective. It's not only enjoyable, but I think it's really important. It's important for health, mentally, physically, et cetera. You can do great bonding. It's healthy. It really feels healthy, and you feel it when you come back.
Yeah, and I think when you think back on trips that you take with family or with friends, a lot of the memories that you have are things that are not very scheduled. Of course, you'll remember seeing landmarks and great sites, but it's really about what happens along the way that you weren't expecting. And so if you build in time for that to happen, whether it's for the entire trip or just for a few days, it doesn't mean that they'll be any less meaningful or fewer memories will be made. It really presents the same opportunity to do that.
For sure. Well, I know, Kristen, you have young kids. As you think about the way you're going to be spending your vacation time with them this year, what do you guys have going on?
Well, apparently nothing.
Nothing? Come on.
No, I mean, I love this idea of this kind of trip.
There you go. Time does slow down.
Yeah, it really
when
does.
When you don't have to be on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something really to that.
Right. Allison, thanks for being on with us today.
Of course, anytime. Thanks again for having me. Really appreciate that.
So, Kristen, we now have permission to really plan vacations that are do nothing. I mean, I've been doing that all along. I don't know about you. I think you get some time to go away and do nothing. You guys go up north and...
Yes, we do. We do plan trips where we just spend the day together as a family, and then we plan vacations where they are highly scheduled.
Right.
And I will say, I've asked my kids before, some of their favorite times are just sitting around doing nothing.
Doing nothing, exactly.
Just being with
well,
you.
Well, here's the good news. It sounds like you've been doing it right along. Our family's been doing it right along. We now don't have to worry about admitting that
yeah.
we're going to do a do-nothing vacation. Keeping up with the Joneses had that pressure on parents mm-hmm. of trying to keep up with what others are doing and making sure you're seeing all the sites and all that educational stuff and everything else. Well, listen, Mark, I want to ask you, if you could plan a vacation for this summer, like what's your ideal? What would you be doing? You'd be playing golf, I have a feeling.
No, sitting on the beach.
I like the sitting on the beach, have a cocktail,
yeah.
smoke a cigar, do
there,
nothing,
oh,
keep my
go.
Feet in the sand. Or, you know, it depends where you're going. If you're going
right.
to Italy, you want to go
well,
see the sights.
Well, that's true. That's true. If you're going to Italy, you have more than one cocktail.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Hey, that's
But the
great.
Old saying, right, when you get back from a vacation, you always say, I need a vacation.
Well, I think it depends on the vacation. I think, Mark, that's a really good point. I think some of those vacations where you're scheduled out and you're rushing from here to there, and we got to be on time, let's go, kids, whatever it may be, you do come back and you feel like you need a vacation. But these do-nothing vacations, you should come back and feel like,
refreshed.
Oh, God, that
yeah.
was great. I'm ready to pick up again and go. And so there you have it. We have permission now to have do-nothing vacations. We are in big time. All right, listen, we're going to run to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on Let's Go Michigan.